The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
South Korea's finance minister says his government is looking at diversifying export strategies in the wake of President Trump's plan to increase tariffs on steel and aluminum. Kim Dong-yum says his government will closely monitor the international trade situation.
The government seriously acknowledges the current international trade situation. We will be closely monitoring the possibility of conflicts of global trade, the recovery of exports of South Korea, and possible influences on the world economy and trade.
Last week, President Trump said the United States would impose a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum. South Korea is the third largest steel exporter to the United States after Canada and Brazil. Kim Dong-yum says Seoul plans to strengthen ties with ASEAN countries while continuing to talk to the Trump administration to try and limit the damage. Finance Minister Kim Dong-yum.
We will fully explain our stance to the U.S. government and try to meet the Congress, state governments, and economic organizations to persuade them.
South Korea shipped approximately 3.6 million tons of steel products to the United States in 2017. The tariffs would also impact Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, Turkey, and Japan. Some of these countries have warned of retaliatory measures against U.S. exports, stoking fears of an international trade war. President Trump defended the tariff proposal in a recent tweet, saying that other countries had taken advantage of the U.S. for years. He called U.S. trade deals and policies very stupid and said U.S. jobs and wealth had poured into other countries for far too long. Trump's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, says final details on the steel and aluminum tax will be completed at the end of this week or early next. In the city of Pune in western India, the owners of Yuli Amrutunya Tea House are making an enviable income off of a simple age-old product, tea. Idarth Pednikar is a customer at the tea house.
They don't pour in lots of ingredients in the tea here. They have kept it simple, and the taste is very good.
This simple formula brings in more than $18,000 per month for tea enthusiast Navat Yuli, who decided to make a living brewing and serving tea in 2011. After 4 years of planning, he launched the tea house in 2015. In only 3 years, Yuli Amrutunya Tea House has made millions. Yuli says that no idea is too small if it's pursued with passion and honest conduct. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.